The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 24, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community in West Virginia.
You said to me, the tractor, you said, this is the cause of all the trouble, that it took all the work from the young men, and they went to the city and became entangled in the sense gratification in the cities.
Mm.
So I noticed in the city there's much more passion, but living in the country,
yes, passion must be, when you've got the facility, naturally we are lusty. When we have got the facility, then we take to it.
The country is more peaceful, it's very easier to think of spiritual life.
Yeah. Less disease, less brain taxing. Everything is less. So balance time, utilize for Krishna Bhava. And if you have a temple, very happy life. Just all your whole work little and balance time, engage yourself in Krishna consciousness. This is ideal life. See, minute fibers from the flower can anyone manufacture so small fiber? And how brilliant it is. If you study only one flower, you become one God. Machine, which you call nature, from that machine, everything is coming. But how machine is perfect? And who has discovered this machine?
In London you said, they do not know that the butterflies and flowers are painted, but Krishna paints them with thought.
Yes. How can I expect without painting? It has come so beautiful. This is foolish, eh? Nature. What is nature? Everything is being done by the machine of Krishna. Parasa Shakti Vividai Vasriyate. Anyway, improve this mode of life. Live in open place, produce your food land, produce your meal, save time, chantari. Plain living, high faith, ideal life. Artificial necessities of life. Do increase your so-called comfort. And if you forget your real business, that is suicide. We want to stop this suicidal policy. We don't want to stop the modern advancement of technology. Although the so-called advancement technology is suicidal. But we don't talk of this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a simple formula, chant Hare Krishna. Even in your technological factory, you can chant. When is it wrong there? You go on putting on with your machine and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
They know that if people take up the chanting gradually, they will give up this technology.
That is, of course.
You are actually putting the seeds of their destruction.
No, what is destruction? It is rather construction. He lives. He lives forever. This is destruction. We have to change body. But our method, this Tattadeham Punajarmanai. You don't get any more material body. So that is saving. And without this, Tathadeham Taraprati. Then you have to access another body. So which is better? To accept another material body and no more accepting material body? Which is better? But as soon as you accept material body, you have to suffer. Material body means suffering. But that requires knowledge. If we finish our suffering up to this body, that is intelligent. And if we create another body for suffering, is that intelligent? That you have to, unless you understand Krishna, you have to accept. There is no alternative. They're so dull, they cannot understand the simple truth that as the child, boy is accepting another body, we have to accept another body. They cannot understand. So dull, dull. It will take 500 years to teach them this very simple matter. Huh? Their education is so advanced. Nakamura, the word is used. So-called education keeps them as an ass. Cannot understand. Very simple. Everyone is getting milk. How much?
Much as they want.
Huh?
As much as they want.
As much as they want. No, then of jaundice. How much is that? They may take minimum a pound per head.
Minimum.
And maximum 1 pound. Not more than. Because that is enough, let us eat enough. No. That is not good. But children must get at least 1 pound. They drink more milk, they become stout and
they get more than 1 pound. They get at least 2 pounds.
Then the life is built up, strong, and nice brain to understand. Do they not see the benefit of the society that we are not killing children, we are maintaining them? and so was then made. Is it not better civilization? And there, for fear of overpopulation, they're killing. The mother is killing the child. Is that civilization?
But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those in the mode of ignorance, they take irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion.
No, religion, there is no religion for them. But there is no morality. Here we are having so many children, we don't grasp that we cannot maintain these children, kill them. We never say that. Never mind. Let them be trained up as Krishna conscious, live comfortably, take meal. So it is better civilization. Running with motor car, what, and killing child. Is that civilization?
Most of these children are not even our own. They've been taken in.
Yes, yes.
From mothers without fathers.
That means we welcome. And they kill. So why do they not find the distinction between this civilization and their civilization?
They have no arguments against this, except that they want to be free. So in college,
but they're not free. Yeah. That means they're fools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
They're not free, still they're thinking free. That is foolishness. If you are actually free, that is another thing. But you are not free. You are responsible for even a minute work, misdeed, he has responded. Where is your freedom? That freedom means ahankara vimuratma katta aham iti madmati. There is a cell, police, bewildered, he is thinking that he is free. Where is your freedom? Nature is working. If you are free, then why you are dying? If you are free, then do not die. Nobody wants to die. What is the answer?
They will give some nonsense answer.
What is that nonsense?
They would like
in nonsense, there must be some sense also.
I think they would like both.
Huh?
They would like the Christians, they would like to enjoy sinful life and at the same time live forever.
No, we don't talk of any sense. We are talking on the general principle.
Their tendency.
Now, the people's tendency, general tendency is, unless he's a madman, nobody is prepared to die. But he has to die.
Well, I accept death as part of life.
Part of life?
Yeah, it's natural, so I'm not afraid.
Then when there is some sign of death, why do you go away? Sit down and die. You don't accept that. You're talking foolishly. You don't want to die. That is the fact. You are talking foolishly that I accept it, but you don't accept. That is the fact. But because we have no other way, then you say, I accept it. The real fact is this, that you do not wish to die, but you find that there is no other alternative. Then I accept. So you can talk like that foolishly, but intelligent man that you do not want to die.
One time one boy said that. So as soon as he said it, I picked up a stick and went like that. He went, oh. I said, see, you are afraid. Yeah. He was saying, I'm not afraid. So I went, and then he was showing fear.
Maybe dog is afraid.
Yeah.
Or to speak of man. The animal, when they're taken to be slaughtered, they cry. So animal is afraid of death, why not man? Everyone is afraid of death.
Prabhupada, they say, why you worry so much about death? We're living. We're enjoying life. Why you worry about death?
Because we are intelligent. I love you, therefore. You'll die and you'll become a dog. So I'm taking sympathy from you. Don't become a dog. Every human being is anxious. The example is given just like a child on a flying kite and going this way, on the roof, down on the edge of the roof. So one gentleman standing, hey, you will fall down. And that is his duty. He says, why you are checking me? Why you are checking me? Because I am a human being. You are foolish boy. That's why I am checking. That is natural. Even that child is, or the boy is not his son. But because he is a gentleman, he wants to give him some protection. It is the duty of gentlemen. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the Indian that you become perfect and go and give this knowledge to the rest of the world, they are all rascals. Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hilaja Janma Satyakari Karo Paropaka. It is paropakar, humanity. You may say, why do you bother? But as a human being, I bother. Every human being will do that. Krishna comes bothering you. Sudhajudhaji, dhanmasya, gladi. When we become rascal, fool, I come, I can advise them. So those are servants of God, they are also doing the same thing on behalf of God. Their position is therefore exalted. They should be worshipped as God, because doing the work of God. They are not cheating public. Improve this farming very nicely. So the cows, they should be given as much as possible, pasture. If you simply drink little milk, a little vegetable, that will supply all vitamins. Do not require to take vitamin pills. No, there is no need. It has got all the vitamins. That is admitted. Vitamin A, D in milk. They say so. And fruits, vitamin C. In this way, in fruits, vegetables, grains, milk, all vitamins are there.
If you take milk in other forms, like if you eat cheese, or if you take curd or cheese, is it the same as drinking milk or
not? Any milk preparation. And if you have got enough milk, then keep it as ghee and open the restaurant in the city. Give them nice samosa, kachori. So in exchange you get money, you require little money, so that money will help you. Actually, in India, before this British, you know, the poorer class of man, they were simply keeping, say, a dozen of cows, and that is their means of life. That's all. From the mill, they will eat the little milk, then jugad, then what is called? And is another milk?
Casing?
Curd?
No.
Cheese?
Buttermilk.
And buttermilk, yeah. And in this way, after drinking and eating so many things, whatever balance is, they churn it and they can get the ghee, and the ghee is kept in stock. On market day, they go to the city and sell it. You'll find in Vrindavan so many cultivators, they have brought ghee. So, the inhabitants of the city, town, they require ghee, they purchase. And with that money, they get some necessities. That's like some oil or some spices, salt, like this, which is not available.
How is it they're so keen on buffalo milk in India? Hmm? The Indians, they seem to prefer buffalo milk to cow milk.
No. Cow milk is not available. Therefore, buffalo milk contains more fat. But milk means cow milk. What is the daily milk?
About 1,000 pounds.
Meat eaters, why don't you inform them when a cow died that you can take it?
It's illegal. That would be illegal.
Why? Legal, illegal, that is their means.
That's a fact.
But they will get us in trouble.
No, that is, they can give us, they are in power, they can do that. But logically,
right. Yes, you're right. They want to eat, let them take the dead calf.
They take it. Free, they get without any price. They get the skin, they get the flesh, let them eat. We are not going to charge for the take it. Huh? I maintain slaughterhouse, 10 weeks.
They even object if you let the animals, wild animals, eat the dead cow. They even object if you let the wild animals eat. They want it buried.
Oh, jackals or fox, if they come, they don't like it.
Jackals like it.
The jackal like it, but
the government doesn't like it.
Government will like when the jackal takes your animal.
Yeah.
They will eat it, they will not attack somebody else, because they are not hungry, they don't attack. Even tiger or any ferocious animal, if they are satisfied, hunger, no hunger, they don't attack.
Mm-hmm.
The jungle, tiger and other animals, they live together. When they are hungry, they attack. So at least you can advertise that here is a cow available free. Take it, those who are meat eaters. Get free without any price.
Most meat eaters would consider it disgusting.
Hmm?
Most meat eaters would consider it disgusting to have to cut cows and...
Disgusting?
Yes. If they had to do it themselves, they would consider it abominable.
No, some of them can do it, make business.
Butchers.
As they are butchers, as they are selling meat, they can take it. They make more profit. From slaughterhouse, if they purchase, they have to pay. But here they get free. The hotel man, they can get free. The tannery expert, he gets the skin free. I've seen they are eating the lobster. It is so decomposed, it has become exactly like pus, and they are eating. That argument is not valid.
But they can't even eat the animal when it is fresh. They never eat beef fresh. It must age for at least 3 weeks. Otherwise it is not tasty.
I remember once there was one man in he was advertising himself. He was touring from one country to another, and he was advertising himself as being an expert meat eater. And he said, one of his statements was that you couldn't eat a beef steak until it had little white spots all over it. Then it was ready to eat.
White spot means decomposition.
Yeah.
Bacteria.
Fungus.
Yeah.
Nanajani brahman kare kadajya bhakhan kare kar janma avadapatriya.
Srila Prabhupada, we can point out all the defects in their system. But then they say, but there is no proof that such a perfect society has ever existed, as you speak of. They say, we have no evidence that such a perfect society exists.
And you can see, come and see with us.
Show them our movie?
You leave me now, and see.
Then they say, well, that is all right for you, but that is not practical for everyone.
Why not? We are human beings. You are human.
So what is not practical for you? Our system, your system is also not practical for us. We cannot live in this way. Anyway, if we can maintain a perfect community of plain living, I think that is sufficient. We do not canvas, but naturally they will see that this is convenient. After all, that human being, they're learning. So that is part of our business, to preach, but to practice personally, that is our main business. Practice personally, that is our main business. Not that everyone will be preacher, but at least his whole life be perfect. What is this Kijaya?
I don't know if it's spelled right, Father.
Kijai.
Kijai. Oh.
Isn't it spelled? I'm no Sanskrit scholar, Father.
Guru Vandham Ki. That key should be depends.
Oh, yeah? K-I?
No, it is not Kijaya. Ki one word, Jaya one word. Just like Guru one word, Dhamma one word, simply Ki one word. Oh. And Jaya one word.
The spelling is correct, or?
Spelling? Yes. But generally, K-I.
K-I. I couldn't find it. I looked in many books, but I could not find Kijaya.
Jaya is all right.
What does Ki mean?
Huh?
What does Ki mean?
Ki means possessive. Of.
Have you been receiving the past copies of the magazine, Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been receiving the past issues?
Yes.
Prabhupada read the last issue in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you read through the last issue with the brown cover in Hawaii.
So how you make this double pala? Twice painted?
Three times.
Three times.
Red, black and yellow.
Chandra? No.
Vrindavana.
Vrindavan Nath.
Where?
Is that the original farm where you stay?
Oh.
This is the Pujari. Oh. Very, very nice boy. He also makes that nice sand dish.
Oh.
Radhana.
And who makes Singhala? Singhala?
Kaladri.
Kaladri makes them. Oh. He's doing some special for it.
They're not giving you.
You have to.
He's doing it tonight.
He's doing it right now.
Mm.
You'll have tonight.
Not light. All right.
They said you wanted it at night. When would you like it?
Mm.
Noon?
Morning.
Morning.
Yes.
Yes, it is midnight. You decorate Krishna very nicely, then you will forget the business of decorating your person. This is the effect. Because people are busy, you have to decorate him. They are spending so much money. Huh? But if you decorate Krishna nicely, he'll forget this Prapanji. This is the problem.
You also said if you decorate Krishna and make Krishna beautiful, your heart will become beautiful.
Yes. It is not fashion, it is for our benefit. By seeing Krishna beautifully decorated, he'll satisfy. He'll have no more publicity. Let me go to the market and find out some nice dress and decorate my penny. Hundreds and thousands of people in the temple by seeing Krishna nicely decorated, he satisfied. Your father is an architect, I see.
No. He's working in the docks.
Oh. His father came to see me.
He used to show things in his car.
Hmm?
He would drive you in his car from the airport.
Yes.
He's a good man, but he's not intelligent.
No, he'll profit by your activity. Krishna will give concession to your family. Because you are Vaishnava, everyone will get this profit.
In London you said 13 generations.
No, there is special concession. Hiranyakashipu was given such a demon.
Yeah.
So your father is not a demon. Maybe less intelligent, just generally. So Krishna is prepared to give facilities to the demon father of a devotee.
Anyone who gets to render you personal service, Prabhupada, they are most blessed. They are most fortunate.
Anyway, you have got this gel. Utilize it properly, make your life perfect. Ayurve brahmanda brahmite kono bhagavan guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti hasan. But we don't say that you starve, you unnecessarily give trouble to your mother. No. Live nicely, but simply, and save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is our goal. Nanda Maharaj, the village man, Krishna was a village boy. Krishna could live in New Delhi, but he didn't like that. He lived in Vrindavan, the village. Difficulty is that it is not plain land. Little travel, but not very much travel. So, is there any difficulty of not being a plain land?
It makes farming more difficult on the hill.
Hmm.
Takes more time. More work.
Hard work.
That is good.
For cows, there is no difficulty.
No.
In India, they call it Pahari. When they are accustomed to hard work. Those who live on the Himalayan side, they have to work little hard. Therefore, they are Pahari. You have accepted other children also?
Yes. Well, especially girls who have no husbands. There are quite a few here.
Anyway, you are so kind, you don't refuse anyone. But that is so, who is so kind? Unless one is Muslim. Nobody is kind. Kripasindu bhaiva. Kripasindu. O Janammas. That is Vaishnava. Never mind what you are. Come here. Stay. Drink milk. Chant.
The children are doing very nicely.
Yeah.
And they will be our future community.
Oh, yes.
Practically, it is impossible to teach these older boys how to use bowls and how to. It's very difficult. They cannot do it. But I think if we train the children, as a
yes, Krishna himself did it. He was king's son, Nanda Maharaj. And in the childhood, he was taking care of the cats. And he was grown up little, and then taking care of the cows. Krishna personally showed it. His father could have avoided. No, no, you don't go. The servant claimed you. No, he wants to go. Krishna Balaram brought. Balaram has got the plow to till the ground. Krishna has got the fruit to enchant the cows. Krishna Balaram. They are not sitting idly. Although Nanda Maharaj came, could kill them without any work. No. They were. From the beginning of childhood. They would come in the evening and mother would take care of bathing them, changing their dress, and then give nice food, and after taking food, they will go to rest. Whole day, they work. Krishna never taught that you sit idly. No. Personally, he did not do so. Neither he taught anyone. Bhagavad Gita in fact. Niyata kuru karmattam karmadhyaya oja karma. Harira dhatra apite na prasiddhe. Find out this.
What was that again?
Niyata. You should read Bhagavad Gita so thoroughly for everything. That is good lawyer. Good lawyer means in the court immediately give reference to the judge. My lord, see, such and such law under section, this is there. He is a good lawyer. This. Good lawyer means he immediately gives reference to the section on which he is talking. Immediately judgment is there. If there is previous authority and it is recorded in the law book, that he doesn't require to argue anymore, the judgment is there. Even in other court, if some judgment is there, they will be accepted. This is the law. So a good lawyer means he gives reference on different courts, the judgment. It makes it easier. Instead of proceeding for a long time. He gives them time. There is a judgment to see. And then we get it.
Niyatam kuru karma tam karma yajohi akamana. Sharira yachapi chate napasidyat akamana. Perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. A man cannot even maintain his physical body without work.
Yes. Krishna consciousness does not mean to keep a set up man lazy who cannot work. That is not Krishna consciousness. Everyone must work for his capacity, prescribed it. They accuse us that we are escaping. Huh? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't understand? They are all agreeing.
Recently I had the opportunity to see a big hair farm commune, and I was talking to one of the boys there about Krishna consciousness, and they said under Swami Prabhupada, he said, we've never seen Prabhupada smile. I told him that he has birth, death, disease, and old age, and nothing to smile about.
Well, that's how many people say, smiling.
Thank you, but the smile is so beautiful.
They have not read your Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. You're smiling here.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is something. What is that?
Purport?
Hmm?
There are many pseudo-meditators who misrepresent themselves as belonging to high parentage, and great professional men who falsely pose that they have sacrificed everything for the sake of advancement in spiritual life. Lord Krishna did not want Arjuna to become a pretender, but that he perform his prescribed duties as set forth for Kshatriyas. Arjuna was a householder and a military general, therefore it was better for him to remain as such and perform his religious duties as prescribed for the householder Kshatriya. Such activities gradually cleanse the heart of a mundane man and free him from material contamination. So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by the Lord nor by any religious scripture. After all, one has to maintain one's body and soul together by some work. Work should not be given up capriciously without purification of materialistic propensities. Anyone who is in the material world is certainly possessed of the impure propensity for lording it over material nature, or in other words, for sense gratification. Such polluted propensities have to be cleared. Without doing so through prescribed duties, one should never attempt to become a so-called transcendentalist, renouncing work and living at the cost of others.
That is not the right way. Krishna never said to Arjuna that I'm going to fight. You sit down, I shall do everything. Never said. You have to fight. Nimittam aptaram bhavasambhasas. All the result is already created by me, but you have to make a manifestation of fighting. Just like our Krishna consciousness movement. Within 8 or 10 years, we have developed so much. Is it humanly possible? Krishna's prayer. But Krishna says that you go and preach, tell the truth. It is his plan. Actually, everything is done by Krishna. He gives the credit to his devotees. Yes. You know the history of the Jetra temple?
A little bit, not too much.
The temple, it was, that building was constructed for $2 million. Say some 50 years, 60 years ago. And we purchased it at $300,000. So, and they say that there is a nice house. So I told them, let me go immediately. So I went to the talk with the proprietor. So I liked it very much. It was a wonderful palace. So he asked $350,000. So I talked with him and ask some concession. Then I last bid again. Then I'll give you cash, $300,000. So he said, yes, sir. There was no money. The Bombay purchase, you know, it was simply speculation. So Krishna is giving us. For a Karmi, it is not possible. But Krishna gives us all facilities. You had been in that place, Ditra. Very, very nice. Perhaps the best in our society, eh?
Without a doubt.
London, that is also nice, but not as nice. The building is so strong, and the rooms are so palatial. Big, big room. One room of this size, of the whole room.
How big is the temple?
Yes.
Sure. Yes, yes.
Temple room's not so big. It's 50 feet long. About 30 feet wide.
Bigger than your, double.
Very nice garden.
Very nice garden. And on the river side.
Can you bathe in the river?
Yes, sometimes.
You can bathe.
You can drive a boat in underneath the house. There's a boat hole. It's like the garage.
All the rich people come by in their yachts. All day long and wave, Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada said we should put a sign up on the boat that they can drive their boat in to the temple, Hare Krishna, and read the books.
And I like that, give that sign up. Please come, read our books and take prasad. Gradually they'll come. Very big garden.
7 people.
Is it stone?
Huh?
What is it? The building is stone?
Oh, yeah.
Marble.
Stone, marble. With gold and what? Mm-hmm.
The bathrooms, even the soap dishes are gold. Soap dishes, the toilet roll holder, everything's gold.
Gold wallpaper.
And crawled like this. very costly. Yeah.
They told me that the prasadam room floor alone $300,000 to build.
Yeah.
And you have gotten the whole thing.
Everywhere it is so beautiful, nice, strong, and quite suitable for our purpose. Everyone is living. Still big three, four rooms, not yet utilized. The climate is also nice, at the present moment. Huh?
Yes.
I think the same climate here.
Yes, same.
There was a large swimming pool. Every afternoon, all the...
Yes. Besides that, there's a swimming pool.
We need to have water fights.
And they have kept five peacocks.
Seven.
They are very free, moving here and there. And chanting.
They stay in the ground?
Yeah, they never leave the ground. They sleep up in one
tree.
They
can move from one tree to another. But they don't go outside. Only complain that they're eating flowers.
Yeah, they eat all the flowers.
They are also trained, they are not afraid. They're sitting, you go, they are not. They have been tender. That we are at home. That animals and any bird can be. They say, these cows, they know. So all of you are friends. Animals can understand. Even if you can make friendship with tigers and lions. Yes, I've seen it. In that New York exhibition, one man was swinging, he was embracing the lion and playing like dog. I've seen it.
That used to be a circus trick as well, they used to put their heads in a lion's mouth.
Yes.
Jai Shri Ram.